The Lord be with you.
And also
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the 8th day of Christmas, the first day of the year 2010, and how fitting it is for us to be here celebrating Holy Mass, honoring, first of all, God, who so loved the world that gave us His only Son, and honoring the Son, who by the power of the Holy Spirit was born of the Virgin Mary. Today we honor Mary in her first dogmatic title, which is Mother of God. And all of the mothers here understand very well that being a mother is not just a title that you were given, but rather it is a reality that transformed you completely, ontologically. That means to the depth of your being. By the grace of God, you became mothers. You conceived in your womb and carried a baby child, a son or daughter of God, and gave birth to that child who will live with God forever. And so did Mary, became a mother. But she became the mother of God. That means that the God who cannot be contained by the whole universe chose to be contained in the womb of Mary, chose her to be truly his mother. Many people protest, how can a human being be the mother of God? And the answer is simply that God, who can do all things, chose to become truly human. And in order to do that, he chose a woman to be his mother. And he who is from all eternity, who has no beginning nor end, chose to enter into time as a little creature and truly be begotten of a woman, Mary. And all the angels, because they are smarter than we are, marvel and ponder this great mystery. And then with the angels, those who are little and humble, the shepherds, everyone who is humble of heart and comes to this news, informed by the grace of God, we ponder and we marvel and we rejoice with heaven at this great mystery that God Almighty chose to have a mother. And so, with the Universal Church, as our brothers and sisters from the East say, Mary is the Theotokos, which means the God-bearer. In her truly is God incarnate. And God, in his infinite love for all of us, chose to give us, each one of us, his mother, to become our mother, to also nurture and protect and teach and guide us in this journey. And for this, brothers and sisters, we need to become little children. Be open to be guided. Be open to understand that we need help, that we need our mother, that this providence of God is for good reason. How good it is to begin the year accepting this good news. We are little. We are vulnerable. We need God. And God comes to us through those which he sends, in a special way, his own mother. No wonder that she is so solicitous to come to us in so many apparitions throughout the world. We remember Fatima and Lourdes and so many other apparitions in which she basically tells us the same thing. As a mother, she wants to gather her children. As a mother, she reminds us of the way to salvation. She warns us of the dangers that can destroy us forever. And so, let us open our hearts to the mother's call, to the mother's love. Mother Mary, pray for us.